listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Welcome to another episode of this weekly gift I give to you. Not just another week, another show, but a continuation of this amazing music, these amazing discs that I've been spinning for you for the past 4+ years. Not a tape caught on repeat, but a ball that just keeps on rolling. This show brings me joy, and soon everyone will go mod.
Yeah.
Everybody's Going Mod. That's Johnny Wyatt on the Bronco label. I think that should be my new theme song. I mean, I want everybody to go mod. I want it to be a thing. I want to have other mods in my community who live near me that I could hang out with, go to coffee shops, ride around on my Vespa with. They can ride Lambrettas, that's okay. But I think everybody should go mod. After that, The Satisfactions with a track penned by Van McCoy. Keep On Trying, it's called. It's on the Smash label. And finally, one of the earliest Northern Soul tracks to get onto my radar. In other words, it's one of the first songs that I listened to that I understood was Northern Soul, called Love Game from A to Z. It's the Royal Jokers on Wingate, and it's still a song that I love to listen to. And now I'd like to play a few girl group tracks that I've found that I'm really enjoying these days.
Love.
I started things off there with the cookies, and it's actually the second lineup of the cookies. The first lineup of the cookies consisted of Darley McCrae and Margie Hendrix, who both left to help form the Raelettes after the cookies, the original cookies, did a lot of backup vocals for Ray Charles. So that only left Dorothy Jones, who then got together with Darley McCrae's younger sister, Earl Jean, and with her cousin, Margaret Ross, to become the Cookies version 2. Just continuing on the name, but they did a lot of great work, and they're kind of forgotten, not talked about. I like that song a lot because I love the down-da-da-down-da-down in the background and the use of vocals in a non-doo-wop-y way, if you know what I mean. Definite girl group sound. They sang back up on Neil Sedaka's Breaking Up Is Hard to Do and The Dreamer. Also worked a lot with Carole King and Jerry Goffin, who are like vital in the history of music writing and producing from in the 60s. They were the backup singers on The Locomotion, Let's Turkey Trot, and the quintessential mod track Coming Home Baby by Mel Torme. They had a hit with Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby, and they recorded Chains, which the Beatles then recorded later on the same year, and it was, of course, a huge hit for the Beatles because, you know, they're the Beatles, and I'm Into Something Good, which Herman and the Hermits recorded. So they really never really got their due, but I really love that song. Did I even say what it's called? It's called Girls Grow Up Faster Than Boys. It's on the Dimension label. After that, I played Diane Renee, Growing Up Too Fast, 20th Century. Might be because I'm looking at my kids these days and thinking how fast they're growing up. I'm picking all these songs about growing up too fast. And then when they get 18 and they want to leave home and they sing Why Don't You Set Me Free, just like the Dixie Bells did. Our last track there on Soundstage 7. Curse you, time. You're moving too fast. You know, it's interesting that we're talking about the Raelettes and Ray Charles, because I found this pretty awesome instrumental cover of a Ray Charles track. We'll be right back.
je porte sans complexe. Mais par où j'ai des chaussettes. Comme les autres filles, je me promène en blue jean. C'est la mode, c'est la vie, c'est la mode, je la suis. Dans les magazines, au fil des saisons, je vois autant de modèles que j'entends des chansons. Acheter tous les gadgets et ne voyager qu'en jet. C'est la mode, c'est la vie, c'est la mode, je la suis.
Il m'a invité ce soir. Car je ne voudrais pas lui déplaire.
Des boucles d'oreilles en verre, un fourreau de jersey clair. C'est la mode, c'est la vie, c'est la mode, je la suis. Cheveux bruns ou cheveux blonds, une frange sur le front.
C'est la mode, c'est la vie, c'est la mode, je la suis.
Kid, I always dreamed I'd go to the city, where the crowds keep moving and the bright lights go. In the city, my folks all told me that when I go there, I would find me a fortune lying everywhere. I could live like a king with gold to spare in the city. But now I've got there, it ain't quite the same. In the city, I meet people who don't know my name. In the city, I found out that I can walk all day down a lonely street, don't wear my shoes away. Cause you can't ride the buses if you just can't pay. In the city, when I get home, cold and hungry and late every single night, I shut the door on the world outside and I hold my baby tight. And I tell her someday soon there'll be a big surprise. In the city, I can fight and I can show those guys. In the city, they could put me down, but I don't give a damn. Cause I got what it takes to be a big, big man. But I'm gonna do it cause I know I can. In the city.
Oh, so mod. So seeped in jazz. That was Charles Dickens, In the City. I had that on the Warner Brothers label. Before that, Annie Philippe, C'est la mode, It's the fashion. That one's been on my want list for French yeye for a long time. I have a short list of French yeye that I'm looking for. That one just came up, so snapped it up. Started everything off with the fabulous Dick Hyman at the Lowry Organ and his orchestra. Very unfortunate name, but a great jazz musician and band leader. he really played the gamut from blues to lounge. But he worked with people like Ruth Brown and J.J. Johnson, actually so many, Gene Krupa, so many people, and was a great influence in Moog and alternative organ music. So I always talk about the Hammond B3. It's one of my favorite organs from the time period, but he's playing a Lowry organ here, and he also put out a few Moog records. And Moog is a totally different beast, but it's electronic as well. And if you didn't know some of the elements from the track The Moog and Me, most notably the whistle that serves as the song's lead-in, were sampled by Beck for the track Sissy Neck on his 96 album Odelay. Anyway you slice it, that's a really pounding version of What Did I Say by Ray Charles. And that's on the Command label. Keeping it mod, keeping it cool, and as always, keeping it awesome. Let's slide into some Northern Soul.
Take it down, 'cause once I'm gone, I won't even enter my stand here before you. Don't turn me away. I know I was wrong now, and I'm here to stay. Now baby, give me one more chance to be yours till the day I die. And I try. Know that your faith in me has all turned to doubt. Just do what you want to me, but don't shut me out. I may not be able to give you all the things that our money can buy, but I'll try. I'll try, baby. Baby, I'll try. Lord, I'll try.
Tune to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Maud Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Maud Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
That was Sam and Bill with a track called I'll Try on the Brunswick label. Before that, I didn't do this on purpose, but this has turned into the Ray Charles Show. That was Ray Charles. Tired of My Tears is the name of that track. And of course, you can hear the Raylettes doing the background vocals for that track. It's on ABC, but that came out in 1971. So we're talking about 8 years after the Cookies. And I started everything off there with one of my favorite instrumentals in the Northern Soul vein, Jimmy Conwell, Cigarette Ashes on Merwood. Now I've got another quasi-instrumental that you may recognize. It's been sampled quite often, but this is the original. And I love this track because it bridges mod, skinhead, Northern Soul, the whole gamut. This is... We'll be right back. Mark your calendars, because Saturday, May 19th, you are going to Land of a Thousand Dances at the Goodwill Social Club. Dance what you wanna with Maude Marty, spinning 60s dance classics, Motown, British Invasion, garage, classic R&B, rarities, and more. All on vinyl, hand-picked to get you on the dance floor and keep you there. Saturday, May 19th, the Goodwill Social Club, 625 Portage Avenue, Land of a Thousand Dances, brought to you by 101.5 UMFM.
Baby, I'm gonna whoop it on you.
Yeah.
The Mohawks took us into the ring there with Champ. That's on Cotillion. After that, Elvin Cash, Whip It On Me. That's on Toddlin' Town. And I finished everything off with The Contours, Determination on Gordy. Now, I've been having a little bit of easy fever, as it was called, back in the 60s in Australia. The Easy Beats were bigger than the Beatles down there for a while. And the more I listen to them, the more I understand why. This next track is from the very end of their very short time together. And how they ended up on the Rare Earth label, I do not understand. This one's penned by Vanda and Young, two members of the band who went on to produce AC/DC's early stuff. Young being George Young, brother of Malcolm and Angus Young, both, of course, of AC/DC.
I think they're fantastic. Oh, I simply adore little Stevie. Yes, it's only 17, they write their own records. Yeah. Oh, they're the most fantastic group in Australia, I think.
How do they compare with the Beatles?
Oh, they're better by millions!
How do your parents feel about all this?
They don't know I'm out here. No.
What would they say if they did know you were here?
Kill me one. They really would.
Only one?
One, yes, you know. Oh, they're fabulous group. They are really mighty.
Can't find love.
Can't Find Love, that's on Rare Earth. After that, the Down 5, I'm Taking It Home on Parrot. I'll never get sick of that song. I absolutely love it. Don't know anything about the Down 5. Can't find any information on them. But I really love that track and always have since I found that 20 years ago. Finally, the Cherry Slush. I Cannot Stop You on USA Records. Now, some serious R&B and soul.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no. Yeah. I just want to tell you right now that ooh, I believe, I really do believe that something's got a hold on me here.
Thank you.
Etta James, the very gospel-inspired, fantastic R&B number, Something's Got a Hold of Me, and that's on Argo. After that, The Temptations on Tamla Motown, I Know I'm Losing You. Love that track. Finally got it on 45. So don't forget, May 19th at the Goodwill Social Club, 625 Portage Avenue, Land of a Thousand Dances. Please go to facebook.com/ontargetpodcast and click on the link to the event. Say you're going and then share. Invite people. I just want a lot of bodies there. Don't think of it as a 60s dance party. Think of it as a good time. It's just going to be a dance party. Doors at 10. Feel free to dress up. I'm going to. And I'll see you there. Leaving you now with the flip side of that Sandy Nelson record I played last week. This is an answer song to Night Train. It's called Day Train.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.